Voice is one of the unusual byproducts of a music designed for and by young people. The adolescent bleat has been caricatured many times, but perhaps never as well as by Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention.
A year ago today was when you went away, but now you'll come back knocking on my door, and you'll say you're back to stay, but I say, go cry. Somebody else's shoulder. I'm somewhat wiser now. I'm one whole year older. I should only need you now. I don't love you anymore. You dig me. I dig you, but you don't dig me. I don't understand what it is. I had my car reupholstered. I got my hair processed. Got a nice pompadour job on it. I bought a new pair of shoes. I got some new khakis.
The main thing I enjoy is practical jokes. Yeah, I think that having some chance at performing very large-scale practical jokes on a mass audience through business as an entertainment medium, you know, offers some pop art possibilities.
Frank Zappa careened from humor to seriousness without ever giving much of a clue as to which was which. Yet he and the Mothers of Invention have reached the commercial charts with their albums. He mused about the extent to which his audience understands him for the history of rock and roll.
There are five people in the United States who probably understand all the records we have made, and I'm three of them.
This is a special request. Hope you enjoy it.
I tried to find how my heart could be so blinded. How could I be true just like the rest? You came on strong with your fast car.
your class ring, soft voice and your sad eyes. I fell for the whole thing. I don't regret having met up with a girl who breaks hearts like they were nothing at all. I've done it too. Just what it feels like. Just like I say, there's no regrets.
Caravan with a drum solo? Right, yeah, we'll do that. Wonderful. Nice to see you again. Yeah.
From the satire of Frank Zappa to the philosophy of Laura Nero, Miss Nero in her early 20s wrote Stone's Soul Picnic and Sweet Blindness, both of which were hits for the Fifth Dimension. She has yet to have a national hit, although she's one of the most original writers and performers on the current scene. The words, the music, and the voices in Timer belong to her. The history of rock and roll rolls on through the words and music portion to the Doors' first and biggest record.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love be become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Although the sound of the Doors is similar to what came to be called the San Francisco sound, they're from Los Angeles and preceded the Northern Explosion by several months. There is no actual Los Angeles sound since there is no way to classify the Byrds, Mamas and Papas, Buffalo Springfield, Mothers of Invention, Doors, Steppenwolf, and Three Dog Night in one bag. The same confusion exists in New York, which has the Rascals, Simon and Garfunkel, Vanilla Fudge, Bob Dylan, and Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
I told you so. And if I ever hurt you, babe, you know
myself as well. Is that in a way for a man to carry on? You think he wants his little loved one gone. I love you, baby, more than you'll ever know.
Sweat and Tears is a rock group, a blues group, a jazz group, and a big band. Big by rock standards, at any rate, with nine pieces. Another unclassifiable New York sound in a moment. On the history of rock and roll, the sound of Janis Ian. Janis Ian wrote and sang Society's Child when she was 16 years old. Another youthful writer is Jim Webb, whose songs dominated the record industry's Grammy Awards in 1968, when he was 21. Jim Webb talked to the history of rock and roll about his beginnings as a songwriter.
When I was 12, my eyes, which were supposed to either go good or go bad, went bad. And at that point, I decided I was going to have to look around for something else to do. And I had a smattering of musical knowledge that I picked up because my mother insisted that I learn to play for my father's church services. So I began imitating what I heard on the radio, and I would, one of my favorite games was to, a record would come out and become a big hit, and then there's what we call a follow-up record, which always comes shortly after, which is, in most cases, tries to take advantage of the sound of the initial recording in order to rack up some more sales, I guess. And I used to, in the interim between the hit and the follow-up, write a song And then when the follow-up came out, I would compare the song I'd written to the follow-up. And when I was about 15 or 16, I began realizing that sometimes the songs I wrote were really bad, but that sometimes they were coming up to the songs that were being written as follow-ups.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. Galveston, oh dry the tears she's crying before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun at Galveston, at Galveston.
Janis Joplin, big brother of Big Brother and the Holding Company, rose up from San Francisco in the middle of 1967 and began a series of tours which established her as one of the leading rock performers. With no hit single to assist it, her LP sold at an incredible rate, earning a gold record soon after its release. This is another facet of the San Francisco sound.
Room, I sit my mind in an ice cream cone.
7 and 7 is, by love, contains a high-speed string of words worthy of Bob Dylan's fragmented imagery. Arthur Lee, the writer and singer, is another significant contemporary composer. The words and music section of the history of rock and roll enters its last phase shortly, with 6 hours worth of rock groups.
The Friends with 50.
Susan takes you down to a place by the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy. That's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come on. Just when you want to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength and lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. Her perfect body with your mind.
The singer is Judy Collins. The writer is Leonard Cohen. Cohen, a Canadian poet, has contributed several brilliant lyrics to contemporary music. Another first-rate writer is Gordon Lightfoot, who wrote I Can't Make It Anymore. This is Richie Havens' interpretation of the song.
I get too low with no reason. Say it's the moon or maybe the season, but something's not the same, and I won't let my mind believe. Maybe something's wrong or the feeling's gone. I can't make it anymore. I can't make it anymore. Instead of going home, I just go out walking and thinking too much and not longing for your touch. Baby, something's changed. I don't feel the same. I can't make it anymore. I can't make it
With and without the Belmonts has appeared several times in the history of rock and roll. In 1968, he took off in a new direction with a moving performance of Abraham, Martin, and John, which continues the words and music section of the rockumentary.
Young.
64 and 66, the Kinks made an interesting transition from harshly repetitive pounding numbers to a milder sound, which spotlighted the newly expressed thoughts and words of Ray Davies.
'Cause he gets up in the morning, and he goes to work at 9, and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time, 'cause his world.
Have the last word in the words and music chapter of the history of rock and roll. The concluding segment, a 6-hour roundup of rock groups, begins with Billy Ward and the Domino.